invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the Swallow. Left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, most wonderful thing about America is the different schools that I got here. There is a day school, night school, a public school, a private school, secretary school, a business school. And yesterday I'm going to read about a school special for people with tiny fingers. It's called a shorthand school. Well, Mamma Mia, it's getting late, and I'm going to go to my night school. The class is chipping in money to buy Miss Spaulding a present. And I'm not the one to miss this. Even though I don't know my lesson, because I'm thinking what to buy her. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. Promotion to a...
Quiet, please, please. Fine. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, did the cat get your tongue?
You must have been in my delicatessen today. That's so for happy. No, I don't mind the tongue so much, but the cat got too thirsty. He was drinking beer all day.
Mr. Schultz, that's ridiculous. How could the cat get into the beer?
That's what kills me. All day long, I was standing around opening up cans for
it. All right, Mr. Schultz. Such talk. Sometimes I wonder what a psychoanalyst would make out of all this.
$25 an hour.
Please. Now, class, our first problem in algebra is very simple, and you should easily be able to figure it out. Now, listen. If John can dig a ditch in one day, and it takes Mary 2 days to dig that ditch, how long would it take John and Mary digging together? Mr. Basco.
John and Mary?
That's right.
What's their second name?
Mr. Basco, that doesn't matter. Now listen, if John can dig a ditch in one day, and it takes Mary 2 days to dig it, how long would it take John and Mary digging together?
3 days?
No.
4 days?
No.
5 days?
Stop, Luigi. Give them the weekend off.
No. Mr. Basco, you're not thinking today. Now, don't you remember what I taught you yesterday about X? Let X be the unknown quantity. Now, Mr. Basco, in that problem, how much is X?
70 cents a dozen.
I give up.
Miss Spaulding, you have called on everyone here, but you didn't call on me. My feelings are hurt.
There he goes again. Ooh, what a show-off. Einstein with a crew haircut.
Mr. Olson, I'm very sorry. You may give the class the answer.
Thank you. Using algebra with X, the unknown quantity, the answer is 16 hours.
That's perfect, Mr. Olson. Mr. Schultz, what do you think of that?
A bulldozer could have done the job in 30 minutes.
Now I will tell the class how I got the answer. Figure it out first with common sense. John digs the hole in 1 day. Mary digs it in 2 days. So I figure together they must dig the hole in less than 1 day.
Olsen, the next time John and Mary dig that hole, I hope it's for you.
Mr. Schultz, instead of trying to be so funny, why don't you try to show some interest and learn something about algebra?
Why, frankly, Miss Spaulding, with such a beautiful teacher as you.
Mr. Schultz?
So you are so lovely.
It's sometimes very hard to concentrate.
Mr. Shaw?
Such beautiful blonde hair and blue eyes. I never...
Mr. Shaw?
Yes?
Well, finish what you were saying. My question can wait.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to J. Carroll Nash and Alan Reed in Life with Luigi right after these messages.
Now hear this.
MediaBay.com.
We don't know what we're going to find or what dangers we may face.
And now let's return to Life with Luigi, starring J. Carroll Nash with Alan Reed as Pasquale.
Schulte, you just been in time. We was starting to talk about the Miss Spaulding's present.
The best is not good enough for her. Right, then I am shipping in my quarter right now.
Quarter? Olsen, what are you trying to do? Start inflation? The only thing you could buy with a quarter today is 2 dimes and a nigger.
Boys, let's leave it up to each person himself. I'm shipping in $10.
Well, we want to give her a present, not a life pension.
I'm agreeing with the Horowitz. I'm going to get $10 or two. How about you, Schultz?
I give twice whatever Olsen gives.
There, young Benjamin, here's my $10 bill.
And I give twice that. 2 fives.
Well, all right, Schultz. Now we got $40. I got a good idea what to buy.
You don't know, Luigi. You're a bachelor. We buy one of those things like my wife has got it.
What's that, Schultz?
Who knows what they call it? She wears it when she goes to sleep. It's made from pink satin or something. It's got 2 straps on top of it.
And on the back, it says World's Fair, New York, 1939.
I got a better idea. It's getting hot weather. Miss Spaulding goes to the beach. So let's get her something modern. A Catalina swimsuit.
But to her, that's no good. She's no living a Catalina.
Oh, you little dumb cop. You think if you go on a Pan American Clipper, you gotta take a haircut? Why don't we get her a smoking jacket?
No, I got an idea. Maybe we should.
I told you, Luigi, what do you know?
Well, how about the cosmetics? Like Revlon nail polish?
That's good, but it's only 60 cents a bottle.
But if she's got a tennis finger, that's $6.
Nothing doing. For $6, we can send her out and get her diamond eyes.
Look, everybody, I've got a better idea.
Oh, Luigi, will you stop?
Sure. Give Luigi a chance to talk. What's your idea, Luigi?
Well, I was to think of something where we don't have to worry about a size or anything else.
Uh-huh.
We get a pocketbook, and you know the thing with the powder. It's a compact.
Yes.
That's a nice present, and it costs about $40.
Oh, a wonderful idea.
Luigi, right? If you had such a good idea, why didn't you open your mouth before instead of waiting for...
Hello, Pasquale. You excuse me. I'm in a big hurry now.
Wait a second, a little pumpkin ahead.
I'm going to buy a present for somebody.
That's nice. It's about a time you bought something for my Rosa.
Pasquale, this present is not for Rosa. It's for a girl.
Oh.
Don't answer that.
Luigi. Since when you got enough money to buy a present for somebody?
Well, it's for my school teacher, Miss Spaulding. Who we ought to put in $40. I got $20 to buy her nice pocketbook. And Schultz has got $20 to buy her compact.
Now, wait. Don't rush so fast. You know, Luigi, they got a saying in a barber shop, but a fool and his money is soon apart in the middle. Now, Luigi, what would have happened if you lose this money?
Oh, Pasquale, that would have been terrible.
That's what I thought.
Luigi, you better watch out.
Why?
They got a fellas walking around to give you a belt and a head to take away your money. That's what they call a money belt.
Money belt? For a Pasquale, I thought in America they called them a robber.
Who's to live in America longer, you or me? Robbers is what they wear on a rainy day. Was to lose that money, you would do anything to get it back, wouldn't you? You might even marry Rosa.
I wouldn't lose the money.
Don't be so sure. Luigi, I'm a little worried. Look, I'm a very busy man, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang around you all day and bodyguard your money.
You will verse it for me, Pasquale. Why?
Because I'm in love with you, you little cabbage puss. Come on, and we go to the store for your teacher's present, eh?
All right.
Oh, wait. I'm just to remember something. Now is at 12 o'clock. It's a bad time to go shopping. Department stores are full of pickpockets.
What?
Yeah, time to go is between the 5:30 and the 6. That's a bargain of time.
Bargain of time?
Sure. By that time, all of the pockets is a pick. Customers can afford to buy, they can't anymore. Prices will go down. When you walk in, you get twice as much of your money.
But, Pasquale, what are we going to do until 5:30 or 6 o'clock?
Well, don't worry. There's lots of things to do. We go to the park, enjoy the fresh air. Luigi, was you ever in a link in a field?
No, what's that?
That's like a Santa Anita. You sit up in the stands, you get a nice suntan, enjoy yourself.
It sounds good, Pasquale.
Sure, you're going to love it. So let's go. You're watching the horses that run around.
Horses?
Yes, it's like a zoo.
Oh,
it's a wonderful event. By the time you get it through looking at the green grass and the blue sky and smelling the fresh air, believe me, Luigi, you're going to feel like you went into the cleaners.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, in a minute, my good friend Pasquale and me, we're going to Lincoln Fields. Right now, Pasquale is a run down to the corner for a minute. I think he must have bad itch, because he's telling me he's a run out to buy a scratch sheet. But anyway, I think it was very nice of Pasquale to offer to help me watch him spoiling the present money.
Hey, Luigi, come on!
Oh, he's calling me now. I'm going to finish this letter late.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lincoln Field. Full time for the first race is 1:30.
Well, Luigi, how you like?
Well, it's a funny kind of park, Pasquale. No trees and no flowers and no mamas with a baby carriage. Only lots of people are running around and looking to worry. You know, I think they're all looking for jobs because they're all checking off the things in a newspaper.
Luigi, let me explain to you. Besides this being a park and a zoo, over here is also a race track. Sooner the horses are going to run around the track and people are going to bet on who's going to come in first, and everybody wins lots of money.
Everybody's a win?
That's right.
Explain to me more about this race.
Ah, it's getting into your blood, eh? Well, to begin with, there's all kinds of races, you see? There's the maiden races, the steeplechases, and the daily double.
There's so much to learn.
Sure. 5 minutes to close time.
Well, Luigi, I'm going to make my first bet and start winning the money. You want to come along with me? Not that I would let you bet.
No, thanks, Pasquale. What is a good place to sit in the sun?
I've got a wonderful spot for you. Come on, right by the $2 window. Come on. what a race!
Pasquale, is it 5 o'clock? How long does it take to get to the Patamon store from here?
Don't worry. You've got plenty of time to buy another present for your teacher. How you can sit around for 6 races without making a one bet, I'm not going to understand.
But, Pasquale, I've been telling you, it's enough of my money. I'm not going to touch.
Luigi, if it was for me, I'm no care for you never make a bet. But a fella who's owning this the racer tracker, he's a no like a slackers.
All right, place your bets for the 7th race.
Luigi, that man is a hollering at you.
Well, Pasquale, what's to happen if I'm losing Miss Spalding's money?
Luigi, in this race, it's impossible to lose.
I can't lose it.
Yeah, but, and look, Luigi, if you bet on this horse, or Rosie the girl, that's a 200-to-1 shot. If you $20, you get a $4,000 back after the race.
$4,000, mamma mia.
Rosie's a girl. What a hunch. My Rosa, she's a your girl.
And she's away as much as the horse.
Go!
All right, all right. Where I go, Pasquale?
Yeah, well, it's a $20 window. Hurry up!
All right, sir.
Next. Number 3, 2 times. Next.
Number 5, Dr. Klein to place.
Next.
I'm like to put in $20 down payment on my
$4,000. Look, mister, what's a horse you want to bet on?
A horse is a gal.
What's the number?
You mean a horse has got a telephone?
Mister, let's get moving. You want to bet Rose's gal? That's number 5.
All right, here's my $20. You're going to know it's mine. He's got a rubber band around and it's written in my name, Luigi Basco. He's right on the link in his beard.
Fine. Now, look, you want to bet that 20 win, place, or show?
Huh?
You want the horse to come in first, second, or third?
The horse that does whatever I want to?
No, just how do you want to bet?
I'm expecting my horse to win.
20 to win. Window closed, that's all.
Where's the rest of the girl? And now Rosie's gal is making a move. Here she comes out of the starting gate.
Pasquale, it means I'm a loser of $20.
Yes, it looks alike. Luigi, how could you be such a terrible man to bet your own teachers the present?
But Pasquale, it wasn't your advice.
But if you was a real honest person, you wouldn't listen to me. Go away. If there's anything I hate, it's a gambler.
Pasquale, I'm going to do anything you ask me. Only promise me you're never going to tell anybody how I'm a bet the teachers the money on the race.
Sure, Luigi, I promise.
Wait, hey, wait. There's a Schultz.
Schultz?
Yeah. I think he was following me.
Oh, he's a running away, hey, Schultz, come in.
Oh, you catched me. Luigi, forgive me. I did a terrible thing. I bet Miss Spalding's $20 on the races. Oh, forgive me, Luigi. Forgive me, Schultz. Schultz, you know something. I'm for the same thing.
You got a wife, Luigi.
Luigi, we are the lowest things in the world.
What are we going to tell Olsen and Horowitz?
What is there to tell?
I'm going to lose all of the money.
You lost? You dunk of, I won!
Well,
certainly you had the dope like Pasquale give you advice.
I got some red hot tips from a smart fellow. Via Harvey White, a fellow from the racing scene. Harvey, meet my friend Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Pasquale. And so, Mamma Mia, with the money Schultz is a win, who had brought the Miss Spalding some wonderful present. A beautiful pocketbook and a two gloves. One for each hand. At the first, she's a say no. She's a no can accept such expensive a present. But the whole class will make her take it. She can use it. And besides, in a few days, she's going to mark our final examination papers. And every little bit to help. Your loving son, Luigi Bosco, the Little Immigrant.
Jay Zeromas is starred as Luigi Bosco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray.